The hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq has been called off. The Bush administration used the threat of chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons as justification for going to war against Saddam Hussein. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan says that although the search for weapons is over, members of the U.S. task force, known as the Iraq Survey Group, will continue to work.
Their physical search has essentially ended, yes, but they continue to go through documents.
Nonetheless, McClellan acknowledged that the Bush administration no longer expects to find weapons of mass destruction. The head of the U.S. search team, Charles Dulfer, presented a report in September on his findings. At that point, Dulfer concluded Saddam Hussein had no stockpiles of such weapons. According to U.S. officials, Dulfer will issue an addendum to that report, but the conclusions, they say, are not expected to change. Despite the failure to find stockpiles of weapons, White House spokesman Scott McClellan says President Bush remains convinced that he made the right decision in going to war.
Now what is important is that we need to go back and look at what was wrong with much of the intelligence that we had accumulated over a 12-year period and that our allies had accumulated and correct any flaws.
Members of the U.S. task force in Iraq are predominantly intelligence experts. A defense official says they will now use that expertise in the fight against Iraq's insurgency. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.